This is Jacinta Parsons on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
I know one block of flats in Melbourne's northeast. I think in Alphington, we'll be looking forward to a big barbecue together soon because they have bonded. Boy, have they bonded. And bonded because a couple of opera singers have ensured that opera time has brought them together. Teresa and Lizette join us this afternoon. Hello to the two of you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I don't know which one is which. Let's buzz in, Teresa.
Hello, I'm Teresa.
Lizette, are you there?
Hello, my name's Lizette.
Love it. Thank you to the two of you. All right, Lizette, I'm going to start with you. What is going on these balconies and how did it start?
Well, it started back in April. I think it was April 9th. And our housemate and I just decided that we wanted to sing off the balcony one day and we invited the neighbours to come out onto their balconies and they did.
And I think you have to go back further than that because you're not just any old housemates that can sing a couple of tunes. You've got skills to pay the bills, surely.
Well, we're both still students, but we have had some paid work in opera. We love singing. I'm in my undergrad bachelor and Teresa's doing a master's at Melbourne University and... Yeah, and we were practicing a lot at home. Because of lockdown, we've been practicing a lot at home,
Teresa,
which means that our neighbours have to listen to us a lot more. So it was also a thank you. So.
Oh, that's lovely. Teresa, tell me about you and Lizette and how you came to be living together in the first place.
Right. Well, in 2018, I think it was, we had a Dialogues of the Carmelites at university and Melbourne University put it on and I got... cast as the lead role and I'm Blanche Delafort and I live I have lessons with Anna Connolly and Lizette is Anna's student and I'd never met Anna Lizette before but then Lizette was cast as the understudy of Blanche and our teacher said you got to look after this one, she's just moved in from New South Wales, and I was like, I will, okay, because I moved from Perth, so I'm an orphan in Melbourne as well. And so, we spent, time getting to know each other, and I was helping her through because it was her first role. And then about a year later, one of our housemates moved out, and I was putting out the call, and then, Lizette responded. And so it was like, oh, my God, this was meant to be. So we've lived together for about a year now.
So a year and you've been practicing at home together and then, of course, we are in a situation where you can no longer go out. There are no performances. How is university, Teresa?
Oh, strange.
So you're doing it
so
over Zoom?
Strange. Yeah, all on Zoom. So my whole degree is practical because I'm doing a Masters of Music Opera Performance and it's positioned in a way that's like a young artist program. So it relies heavily on ensemble work and, being together and listening to each other and just being in that music and in the live space. And so when the lockdowns happened, it was just like, oh, wow, like the whole degree had to change overnight because we couldn't do any ensemble work anymore. And we did test it. We tried, playing music and seeing if everyone could sing at the same time, and it was just a disaster. So... So the course itself, they've been so accommodating and very supportive and setting up warm-ups for us so that we get up in the morning, get some sort of routine, which we didn't really have before. So it's really nice. Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. Okay. So how did you contact your neighbours to say, look, now not only can you hear us through the walls, but we're going to do a show for you on a Friday night. How did they find out?
Well, about a few weeks, when lockdown first happened, one of our neighbours, Emma, she suggested we start a WhatsApp group. And I think we were outside talking and I think, when you see your neighbours and you just kind of go, hi, yeah, hi, and that's it. You don't really talk much. But then when lockdown happened, we had this big conversation. We were all outside, very socially distant, just this is real. This is really quite... intense, what are we going to do? And then a suggestion come up that maybe we should start a group and just be there for each other and say positive things and tell each other about snakes down the road or something like that, you know, just to be a bit more community minded. And then one day we messaged in the group saying, hey, listen, we've got to practice at home. We have no choice. We understand that it's going to be loud and really annoying. So maybe we can send you our schedule and you can let us know.
You're cute to do that.
Yeah, because we it's so hard as a singer. You need your neighbours to be really supportive of it because you have to practice and it is loud, whether you like it or not. And we try to limit it. We shut all the windows. We put pillows up against the wall, to absorb the sound. But it's going to happen. So, yeah.
So Friday nights now have been transformed. People come out of their houses and safely listen to the show. Is it all opera that you perform?
It's not quite all opera. We sometimes throw in a few, Teresa's sang a couple of jazz standards and has done some pop songs, and we like to throw in a bit of music theatre as well. Yeah, it's not all strictly classical. We take requests from our neighbours and we try to sing them when we can. It's a good way to kind of stay motivated to keep practicing and to keep learning new repertoire, because people want to hear new things and it's not a pressure, but it's just kind of a desire to just keep giving them, keep giving out new music and keep finding fun new things to sing and show people and share with people. So it's a really nice incentive.
Oh, it's just lovely. And people request songs. What's your most requested?
Oh, I think it's definitely the flower duet from Delise de Lacme.
All right.
Because there's a little 3-year-old who absolutely adores it, and we sung it for her birthday, and she walks around and sings it. It's very nice.
We've got you on the phone. This is not exactly the best audio environment that you could be in, but would you like to do a little bit of that for us?
We can try.
Thank you. We're holding on for anything that's going to make us feel okay today, so we appreciate it.
We'll try. We're recording from separate phones at the moment, so I might go over to Teresa's phone.
Oh, perfect. So no delay.
I'll leave my phone in this room. I'll be back.
Great. Okay, here we go. We're joined by two opera students from Melbourne University who have been delighting their Alphington residents. They're in a block of flats. They thought, look, we don't want to annoy you, so we're going to show you when we're rehearsing, and we've got a song for you. And they've been playing for their neighbours over the last couple of weeks. What have you got again for us? What's it called?
The Flower Duet.
The Flower Duet. Teresa and Lizette joining
me
this afternoon. We're ready.
So we'll do it without words because we don't have the words ready with us. So we'll just do a beautiful,
thank you,
beautiful humming.
Perfect.
Oh no!
Got it. I got a two. I'm ready to go. Absolutely beautiful. You had audio barriers and you punched right through them this afternoon. Teresa and Lizette, when you win the awards, please make sure you talk about ABC Radio Melbourne as being the very first performance you did on radio. I'd really appreciate that.
Thank you.
To the two of you, thank you for your the wonderful, joy you're bringing to your neighbours. It's just the right way we need to be going at the moment. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Jacinta.